This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another consumer story based in part on how consumers show all that confidence that Mitchell was talking about, how they buy things. When it comes to getting a credit card or taking out a loan, consumers face a bit of a paradox, right? To get credit, you need a good credit rating, but to get a good credit rating, you need a credit history. Something like 50 million Americans don't have enough of a credit history to generate a solid credit rating. So the credit rating company Experian is rolling out a new service. Customers who opt in give the company access to what's going on in their checking accounts, specifically when they pay their utility and phone bills. And then that information is rolled into their credit history and, in theory, if everything goes right, gives their credit scores a bump. The devil, as always, though, residing firmly in the details. Caveat emptor on this one. Marketplace's Renata Sago explains.
Who are those people with little to no credit history and therefore poor credit scores? Dara DeGay runs an advocacy group called the Credit Builders Alliance. She says they're jobless 20-somethings, baby boomers recovering from divorce, people who prefer to pay in cash.
It could be immigrants that are new to this country.
When they go to a lender to ask for a mortgage, car loan, or business credit line, she can predict the outcome.
They're going to, in most cases, charge you a higher interest rate than someone that has a good credit history and good credit score.
Which is why she likes Experian's new service. It allows consumers to create histories for themselves by sharing their utility and phone bill payments with Experian. And if their record's good, it can make getting credit easier and less expensive for them. Consumer credit analyst John Olsheimer says, sure, but this isn't just about the consumer. It's about Experian saying it has something to offer its customers, the lenders.
Look, we have a way for you to do business with more consumers because more consumers are going to have scores.
But there's a big catch for consumers. Amy Traub is Associate Director of Research at the public policy group Demos. She says lenders will be able to use the data they collect to make marketing decisions.
Who to promote, which products to, how to get us hooked on the products that are most profitable and lucrative for the lender.
This is the second new service that credit agencies have launched this year that allows consumers to share their checking account info. In October, Fair Isaac Corporation, home of the FICO score, launched a service called Ultra FICO. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.